Okay, we go Perek Dal from Chaim Kanievsky. Zchus Yogan Aleinu. Parim Tavshin Peidal and Shpili Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas of Gavriel Pinchas of Shmuel Yitzchak Eliyor Ben Pinchas Aaron Refuah Shlema for Avram Abam and Shendel Besor Shechoy Yisrael and obviously for the soldiers and for the hostages Beezus Hashem Yisparch Siad Dishmaya. Perek Dal Pasuk Yudal, first two ideas both on the same pasuk. Vanilo and Kriyas of all the Melech Zed Shloshim Yom. Esther tells Mordechai, I don't know what to tell you. I haven't been called for 30 days and put my wife in danger. Very simple questions to Esther Chaim and others. Why not wait until Achashverosh next quarter? The decree wasn't happening for 11 months. Remember, this is Chazal tells you this was Nisan. Why is she kind of putting herself in a little bit of danger? Just wait for him and for him to call her. The decree's not happening tomorrow. It's happening in 11 months. So the Vilna Gaon also asks this question, and the Vilna Gaon says answers, and he says very simple. It would be better for her to wait until the next king. Why? You think so? Rather than angering her? No. Mordechai said it's urgent, and you must approach the king without delay. Because something was so urgent. Even if it was 11 months, it's an urgent matter, you have to go. But Rav Chaim says a little bit deeper, why not wait? So Rav Chaim notes the Sifri in Dvarim Lamed Beis. Hashem threatens the Klai Yisrael, they don't obey the Torah, they were going to live in terror. So the Pasuk says, I believe it's in the Klalos. The Sifri explains that this terror is itself a severe punishment. Fear for one's life is itself enough to cause death. Like they say about the Nazis, they even after tens of years, there's still that terror and fear. The terror itself was life-threatening. It was thus imperative, says Rav Chaim, that Esther approach the king immediately to relieve the Jews of Klai Yisrael from the terror that they were experiencing. Yes, in my mind, it won't happen in 11 months. And yes, it was Pesach. The Gemara Megillah tells us, it was Pesach, and which meant that they had to fast and not be Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Pesach. But because it was the terror, to relieve the Jews of that terror they were experiencing, it wasn't good enough to wait 11 months. It wasn't good enough for Achashverosh to call her. It was necessary to immediately do anything possible to save them. Since danger, we know, when it comes to Sekhanos Nefashos, that overrides most mitzvahs. And at the end of the day, despite the urgency, though, Mordechai allowed Esther to wait, right? And then you're going to say, why'd she wait 3 days? Because you needed those zchuyos. You needed the Klai Yisrael for the fasting, and the zchuyos for the tshuva, and the zchuyos for the tefillah, for to be able to go in with those zchuyos, which is a big message of what Tainus Esther is all about. Tainus Esther is the day of tefillah, the day of tshuva, the day where the Mishnah Berurah says, mamish, the gates of Shemayim are mamish open. So if it says Rav Chaim, the terror itself was life-threatening, they couldn't wait 11. So the Vilna Gaon says it was urgent, but Rav Chaim says no. Not only was it urgent, says Rav Chaim, the terror itself was life-threatening. It was just imperative, even on Pesach, to go to be able to make sure to be able to bring it to the king, even if he had to call every 30 days. Adi number two, same question the Rav Chaim got, and he was eating breakfast on Purim morning, eating a Suda Purim morning. It's a big Indian. Sometimes breakfast gets overlooked. The sludge for sure gets overlooked, but it's important that we have a suda. Rav Chaim says to be able to have a suda. The Meisen says that Rav Chaim was having breakfast, so obviously it was important. Rav Chaim said at his breakfast suda to his Talmud, Reb Elio Man. Why did Mordechai tell us to go to the king immediately? They're a risker in life. Why didn't you wait? The same question we said. Said Rav Chaim, the reason Klai Yisrael were threatened, we know the Gemara Megillah tells us, Yud Beis Manat, the Rishon Mordechai says that we were nene from the Suda. We enjoyed the Suda, when the Suda celebrating the Beis HaMikdash. Mordechai warned them not to go. Why didn't they listen to him, says Rav Chaim? Presumably Klai Yisrael reasoned, the Jews reasoned, that to avoid a feast where the king hosted them and invited them, That would also put their lives at risk. They did a whole cheshbon. It wasn't just that they wanted to go and enjoy Sazur Chaim. They did a risk factor. They said, if the king invited us and we avoid, that's also putting our lives at danger. So they paskin for themselves. They were permitted to attend. That's how the Yitzhar gets you. Says that, no, we have to. Well, it makes cheshbonis. Mordechai held out, no, that the Suda had the status of a Gzer Sashman. It's a Jew-hating king, which a person is obligated to avoid. Look at the Rambam Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Hey, Allah. Hey, Gimel. Mordechai, of course, was correct. How could they rectify their sin? Well, what was their sin? They didn't have Mesiris Nefesh. Because at the end of the day, they didn't want to put their lives at risk by going to the Suda. Mordechai said, Klai Yisrael didn't want... They said, we can't put our lives at risk. The Gzeiras Shema. They shouldn't have gone. So it was a lack of Mesiris Nefesh. What's the Tikkun? The Tikkun is putting your life at risk. Esther had to go. She had to go. Dafka then. And adds Rav Chaim, that's exactly why she invites Haman to the private suite. Esther knew that Mordechai sat at the king's gate when Haman would leave and walk past Mordechai. She knew Mordechai would also want to get up, also more mysterious nefesh, and refuse to bow down. That also was the tikkun, right? You need, in order to get out of the lack of mysterious nefesh, the clients will go to the Suda, they need more mysterious nefesh. So there was two mysterious nefeshes here. Number one, the first mysterious nefesh was Esther going in without being called. And number two, by inviting Haman, that also, and she knew that Mordechai would be outside the palace and not get up, that was also mysterious nefesh to rectify clients was going to the Suda and making the cheshbonos, that it would be a lack. And it was a tremendous lack of mysterious nefesh because they did all their cheshbonos. Idea number three.
Okay, here we go through our final idea. Pasuk te aperikdal, pasuk te zayin, gamani, but now I say atzum kain. I, my mates, my maid servants will also fast. What's going on over here? Rav Chaim notes that Esther's seven maids converted to Yiddishkeit. If so, he was asked, why does the Megillah mention that they fasted? If they were Jewish, then they fasted. Megillah already states that the Klal Yisrael already fasted, so obviously they would have to fast. Rav Chaim says an incredible answer. That although Esther's maid servants converted, this fact was likely not well known. Thus, the maid servants were in no personal danger of Haman's decree, because those who would kill the Jews did not know that they were Jewish. Thus, the Megillah mentions explicitly that although they were not in danger, the maids fasted along with the rest of the community. So we see the mysterious nefesh once again. We see Papara being the Kihila, Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim. Haman says, I'm a Fuzer, I'm a Furad. And the Tikkun says the Sasemes and says the Manos Halevi of Shalom Alkabetz. The Tikkun is to be part of the community, Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim. Mysterious nefesh is really the common thread of these three ideas. So idea number one, the first two reasons, why didn't she just wait for Achshar to be called in? Number one, the Vilna Gaon says that it was urgent. The Rav Chaim says, okay, it was urgent, but what Rav Chaim notes the Sifri, that the terror itself was a severe punishment. Klal Yisrael living in terror had to be taken care of. That was also dangerous. He couldn't wait. And that's Dafka why they waited 3 days, because he needed those Sechuyos to be able to go in. And poor morning, by the Suda of Chaim told his Talmud, Rabbi Eliyahu Man, why Dafka? Did he wait? Because the Megillah Megillah tells us you based on office that they had Nana then. They why did they have this old Xero? Because they went to the Suda. Why didn't they listen to Mordechai? Because they said, how would the king like it if they were invited? We didn't go. And but Mordechai was right, because of Xer Shmad, the person is obligated to avoid, even if you put your life in danger. So they had a lack of mysterious nefesh. What did they knew? Mida Kening Amida, says Ruchaim. They had to rectify it by Dafka putting they didn't put their life at risk, so now he had to put their life at risk. Esther had to put her life at risk to make a tikkun, not Dafka, why Haman had to come to the party also, because she knew that Mordechai wouldn't get up, and not more mysterious nefesh. And finally, the third and final idea, why does the Megillah have to tell us in Perek Dal Pasuk Design that the maidservants fasted? But we know they were Jewish, so we know they fasted. No, because even though we know they were Jewish, people then didn't know they were Jewish, and they were Pater. And yet, they wanted to be part of the Kehillah, they wanted the mysterious nefesh as well. So we see, that even though we knew that they were Jewish, they weren't part of the Gzer, but they wanted, they fasted. And the Megillah is telling us they wanted to be part of the Kehillah. We see the incredible importance of Mesiras Nefesh and Achdus Be'ezus Hashem.